You say you wanna share your feelings. Well, I've got feelings too. Thoughts?
I'm an idiot. I keep getting 96, but the answer key says I'm supposed to be getting 300.
No, about the song. It's about you.
I'm sorry, I'm really homework distracted right now.
Well, you seem stressed. Let's take a break.
I really need to figure this out. I've got a big test coming up.
Cam, come on. We've been dating for like a month, and we've only kissed 6 times.
7.
It?
Look, with my arm and school and everything, it's just hard to get in the mood.
What about now?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Maya, what if my billet mom comes in?
Sorry, just give me my shirt.
You okay?
Yeah, just have to go.
Well, you don't have to go.
Obviously, I do. Your math homework's really important.
Maya.
Where's Tori?
You know, it hurts my feelings that you didn't even say hello.
Hello, Zig. Where's Tori?
She got a ride today. And there she is. Wow. Guess she's trying out a new pageant look.
I can't believe Tori does those pageants. I mean, what decade are we living in?
I don't know, but I like it.
Anyway,
you look good, babe.
Oh, stop. How good? So what's the pageant this time? Miss Teeny Bikini Top, Miss Spray Tan, ooh, Miss Bleach Teeth.
It's the Miss Millennial Canada pageant, and it's very important.
Okay, goodbye, Zig. I need girl talk.
What's wrong?
I tried to make up with Cam, but he wouldn't.
Maybe you're sending him mixed signals?
I took my shirt off.
That's kind of guiding him onto the runway, isn't it?
Right, and still crash landing at 300 miles per hour. I landed on the floor in my bra.
What kind of bra? Lace, push-up, strapless?
Sports? What?
Maybe you need to make more of an effort, appearance-wise. Oh, brainwave. I could give you a full makeover, then you can do the pageant with me. If Cam saw you on stage looking like a pageant queen, he'd go gaga.
Well, Cam's not superficial like that.
All guys are superficial like that.
Who wants to go on a couple's vacay to Puerto Vallarta this spring break?
Oh my God, your parents said yes?
I can't believe we all got permission, especially fresh out of rehab, Matlin here.
Okay, guys, I worked really hard to get my parents' trust back.
Well, maybe it's your boyfriend they trust. I do have a very trustworthy smile.
Puerto Vallarta. Guys, this is going to be the best trip of our lives.
Yeah, no pressure.
Okay, my mom's one condition. We all get travel insurance. So these health forms need to be filled out ASAP.
Senorita, would you mind?
Not at all. Okay, name, address, any medical conditions I should be aware of?
Yeah, I burn easily.
Okay, I think I know the answers to all the other questions.
Thanks, I hate paperwork. See ya.
Bye.
Mom, I can fill yours out for you.
Don't sweat it.
It's not a problem.
No, okay, I can manage.
That was weird.
Maybe Mo likes filling out forms.
No one likes filling out forms. Well, except for you.
Don't 10. 11. One more. 12. Fierce, dude.
Oh, I'm only up 5 pounds.
So, a personal best is a personal best.
At this rate, it's going to take me 33 weeks to get up to what you compressed.
So, that's why it's called working out. Besides, what else are you going to do?
Avoid Becky Baker?
She back from brainwashing camp?
Yeah, apparently it only takes 1 week to get over me. Oh, and I was also thinking of going out for a sports team.
A guy's team?
Volleyball. I've been practicing for the last couple weeks, and I actually think I have a chance.
You guys better hope and pray that I have meat in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, Mom, we kind of ate the chicken breasts after school.
How many eggs and chicken can two kids eat?
Well, it depends on what came first.
Hey, Adam, just be careful with the weights, okay?
It's only a third of what Dallas can lift.
Well, he's got a few more muscles.
Yeah, one word, testosterone. If you'd let me start taking tea, I'd have muscles like Dallas and facial hair like Dallas and a deep voice.
Probably not like Dallas.
Probably not, but still, Mom.
Adam, we've been over this, okay? The answer is still no. In the meantime, please just be careful with all the physical stuff. I already have one son with brain damage. Be safe.
Okay.
Guess that's a no-go on the volleyball team.
You liked it?
It's perfect. Can you teach Imogen the vocals?
Imogen?
Who else? It'd be kind of weird if Zig were to sing those words, right?
Yeah, that's why I was thinking maybe I could sing it.
Seriously?
Well, I wrote it, didn't I?
And it's killer, but this is like a sexy song. I mean, if we want to win Battle of the Bands, we need guys to lust over the girl who's singing it, right?
And guys can't lust over me?
Well, you look like you're 10.
10?
Okay, 12.
Okay, fine. I'll teach Imogen the vocals.
Awesome.
Ow! It's paper, princess. Look, I can't stop thinking about Mo acting weird earlier.
Mare, why do you have to obsess over the smallest things?
My boyfriend doesn't want me to fill out his health form for him.
I don't know, maybe he has some embarrassing medical problem.
He has a secret. But why won't he trust me with it?
Maybe you guys aren't there yet.
God, we've been dating longer than you and Jake.
If it's bothering you that much, why don't you just talk to Mo?
But then I'm the overbearing girlfriend who needs to know everything.
I can't believe I let you guys talk me into this. When Cheesy sees you on that stage, it'll be an all-out makeup. Hold on, I didn't agree to the pageant. Just the makeover. I feel like I'm looking through spiders. When you hit that stage and all eyes are on you, it'll be worth it. I don't care what a bunch of random strangers think. Just can't. Are you sure I don't look ridiculous?
On a scale of pretty to totally gorge.
Kristen, you were supposed to bar the door so no one could get in.
What is happening right now?
Oh, Maya's doing a beauty pageant.
Maybe.
A what? Maya, that's absurd. What?
Katie, go find another bathroom.
Okay.
Don't worry about your sister. Wait until you see the new you. Do you think Cam will like it?
He'd be crazy not to.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow for the next set.
There is not enough energy drink in the world right now.
There probably is. Adam, a word, please.
Sir, if you have concerns about me trying out...
Only one. You need a signed permission form.
I need one? Only me?
No. Everybody else already handed theirs in. I know your mom's been concerned about you in the past in gym class, but there's very little risk of getting hurt.
I know.
You're a darn fine setter. Maybe tell your mom that.
Thanks, Coach.
Guess what?
Did you download 300 for us to watch?
I got a new look.
Why exactly do you look like this?
I was thinking of entering one of Tori's beauty pageants with her.
Why? I mean, it's not really your thing.
Because I'm not pretty enough?
No. It's just, I don't know, it's not you.
So you don't like this?
Do you?
Forget it. I have no idea what you want.
Everything okay?
Whoa.
Great, you think I look ridiculous too?
No. I'm actually kind of digging the raccoon eyes.
Shut it.
Are you robbing a bank later?
Stop. I showed Cam my pageant look and he laughed his head off.
Wait, you're entering the pageant? But you think they're dumb.
Well, Tori's boyfriend likes that she does them. I just thought that Kim would too. I was wrong. Why don't you like that Tori's a beauty queen?
When Tori's on the stage, she acts like she owns the room, and I want to be around that.
You mean you want to make out with that?
Oh. So are you going to enter?
No way.
Just because of what Cam thinks? If you want to do the pageant, then go for it.
But I have to wear heels and a gown and perform a talent in front of a bunch of judgy judges.
Okay, look, I've seen some of the talents at these things, all right? Somersaults, baton twirling. You'll slay those other girls.
So you really think I have a shot?
I do. But you might want to fix your eyes first.
There's something I have to tell you. A secret about me. I, cheated on my last math test. Mo, I'm talking to you. Hello, Earth to Mo.
Sorry, what?
I said I cheated on my last math test.
Did you get caught?
No, I didn't. Your turn. Tell me something I don't know about you. A secret. It's a game. Are you nervous?
No.
Then why are you sweating buckets?
I am.
Huh? You're not even listening to me. What's going on with you?
I need to take a leak.
I'm trying to talk to you.
First leak, then talk.
Hey, Mom. Can I float an idea by you?
Oh, hey, yeah, you startled me.
Sorry. Are you crying?
No, it's nothing. I'm fine.
Drew's shirt. You miss him.
I basically drove him away.
No, you didn't.
He's got serious medical issues. He dropped out of school. He's moved out. Now he thinks he's getting married this summer.
Getting married? To Bianca?
Apparently.
Don't worry, he'll find a way to mess it up. He always does.
I'm not sure if that makes me feel better or worse. Sometimes I think his behavior is all my fault.
It's not.
I can't even keep my children safe.
Well, we don't exactly make it easy.
More evidence that I'm awful, having my own child reassure me.
I'm not a child.
No, you're not. And you're still here. And safe, right?
I'm still here and safe.
did I get myself into? Is Cam coming? We had a fight, so no. I forgot about the audience part, that there would be one. And what about the other contestants? Nobody's gonna kneecap me with a wrench, are they?
Like, we're that catty. Besides, only 10 girls make it to the next round. I wouldn't worry about jealousy.
Oh, because I don't have any shot at making the next round, right?
I competed for years before I made it to the finals. Just have fun. When you hit that runway, you will feel awesome. I promise.
And tonight, your host, Ben Mulrooney.
Welcome to round one of the Miss Millennial Canada pageant.
All you have to do is walk and talk. Don't forget about the talking part.
Boy, do I feel better.
Want some cookie?
I have to go.
Mayor.
I love cheerleading, black and white movies, and fashion, and of course, performing. Thanks so much.
And thank you. All right, time to meet our next contestant. She is a first-time entrant, Miss Maya Matlin. Oh, there's a girl who knows how to make an entrance. Maya, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Maya Matlin, but you already know that. I love playing cello, soccer, and being a clumsy goof on stage in front of strangers.
Thank you, Maya.
Oh, this ball seems heavier than last time.
It is. It gets heavier every time. That's how you build strength.
Is it going to help with volleyball?
Yeah. And pick up tricks. How'd the tryouts go?
Great. Except for the part where I need a parent to sign a permission slip.
Still think your mom's going to forbid you from playing? I mean, volleyball's not even a real sport.
It is, too. And no, I don't think she'll stop me from playing, but she'll worry.
You're gonna make me cry, Mama's boy.
But what do? I want to play.
All you need is a signature that says Audra Torres. Doesn't matter who wrote it.
So you're saying I should forge it?
Well, your mom doesn't know it won't hurt her. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment has arrived. Let's find out which 10 girls will advance to the final round tomorrow. First up, Miss Tori Santa Maria. The next finalist is Miss Janelle Moyer.
Look, if the judges don't pick you, then they're done.
What part of falling on my ass did you miss?
I mean it. You're the best, Maya.
Huh. I wish Cam felt that way.
Well, if he doesn't, then he's an idiot. You deserve better.
Too bad you're off the market.
And our last finalist is none other than Miss Maya Matlin.
I told you.
Well, congratulations, girls. We will see you all at the finals tomorrow. Thank you very much.
I cannot believe I made it.
Me too.
You are right, Tori. This feels awesome.
Hey, I got your text. What's the emergency?
I know Mo's secret. I snooped in his bag.
Snooping? Mayor.
Look, it's a good thing I did. Look what I found.
A needle? Why would Mo have a needle?
Because Mo does drugs, Katie. It's the only explanation. He was acting completely stoned, and he couldn't even follow a simple conversation.
No, there must be another reason.
And then he bolts out of there like he's jonesing big time. A few minutes later, he gets back and acts like nothing happened.
In his defense, Mo isn't the type to do drugs.
Neither were you.
Okay, point taken.
Look, I need to confront him. Get him to admit the truth, and then make him stop.
Are you sure about this? Yeah, I want a guy like Zig.
Zig's taken.
I know, I said a guy like Zig, emphasis, like. Tori, he treats you like a queen, and he makes you feel good about yourself every day.
And you should totally have that, too. You're Miss Millennial Canada Top 10 after all.
Thanks. Okay, here we go. Hi, Cam. Yeah, I'm sorry about our fight, too. But I've been thinking we should take a break. Not a break. No, we should just break up. I know, but look, I'm sorry. Bye.
What did he say?
Nothing, as usual. So long, Campbell Saunders. Nice knowing ya. There's something to be said about the colors in your